Hey everybody, it's Michelle.
And Brayden.
And this is Spooky Shit. This week we're going to be talking about unsolved murders. I'm going to start out by talking about the murder of Winifred Teal.
And then I will talk about the murder of Jonathan Luna.
Warning, this episode may contain graphic details. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, before we get into it, though, how have you been?
I thought you were going to start.
No. You have an exciting anniversary today.
It's a month-iversary,
technically. Oh, sorry. A month-iversary today.
Well, technically it was Sunday, but yes, I am officially...
You're ruining my moment here.
I am officially 9 months on T.
Woo! A little testosterone baby. Fully formed.
I made a little montage that I sent you.
Yes. 1 minute in, we're already going to play a video.
Yes.
Let's see. It's going to be most... You guys are just going to hear his voice. Obviously, you're not going to see shit. Yeah. Why am I explaining myself right now? Just listen.
Because they can't.
And because I haven't seen the video yet, so I'm kind of over-explaining what I think is going to be in the video.
It's just me.
Okay. It's just him.
Hi, I haven't chosen a name yet, but this is day one on T. Hi, still haven't chosen a name yet, but this is 1 week on T. Hi, I haven't chosen a name yet, but this is
Stop.
Week two on T. Hi, my name is Brayden, and this is 3 weeks on T. Hi, my name is Brayden, and this is 1 month on T. Hi, my name is Brayden, and this is 2 months on T.
2 months is significant.
Hi, my name is Brayden, and this is
3 months is significant.
Hi, my name is Brayden, and this is 4 months on T. Hi, my name is Brayden.
What?
And this is 5 months on T. Hi, my name is Brayden, and this is 6 months on T. Hi, my name is Brayden, and this is 7 months on T. Hi, my name is Brayden, and this is 8 months on T. Hi, my name is Brayden, and this is 9 months on T.
What the fuck? Also, every time you said, hi, my name is Brayden, as you're saying Brayden, you raise your eyebrows like, Brayden?
I know, I realized I did that because everyone started making fun of me when I was like showing it to them. Or also what I noticed too while looking at the videos is I'll look to the side.
Every time you see the month?
Yeah, or like when I'm like, I guess trying to remember what month it is.
Wait, we should post this on our Instagram. I don't know if you'd want to do that, but it's really funny. Yeah. Dude. There was like 6 points in that video where I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how did we not notice immediately the changes?
Because it happened over time.
Oh my God. That's so weird. And the first significant one at 3 months was like, hello.
I know when you were like, whoa. And I was like, ooh, just wait. Because the 5 months gets everybody.
Dude, that's so cool. Oh my gosh. I can't wait for the year one. I'm going to already forget how little it was in the beginning. Your voice was so little, like a little baby.
Yeah.
So strange. Wow, testosterone's fucking sick, dude. Like, actually a miracle.
I was actually showing one of, like, my educators, and he was, like, the first one that I ever met, and I met him, and I was, like, barely, like, 2 months on it, so it was still fairly high.
Mm-hmm.
And... basically, it's funny because I switched to mornings, and then basically shortly after I switched to like the morning like schedule, he switched to morning schedule, and so nice. It was kind of hard for him to like get my pronouns right in the beginning, but he definitely put the effort in, and like he basically told me, he was like, honestly, like, I give you permission to hit me every time I like misgender you. And I was like, okay. And I did hit him, or I just kind of smacked him, like, once or twice, honestly. And then he did catch on pretty fast.
I had to beat his ass.
But no, I just would, like, I did smack him. I only recall, like, twice where he was, like, she, and then I smacked him. And he's like, oh, sorry, he. But
it's a fast way to learn.
Yeah, it is. But, yeah, I think everyone's gotten used to, like, how my voice is, because it is pretty fairly deep now.
It is, and especially when you hear before. That's so cool.
But, yeah, and then he was like, oh, shit. He says, because I showed it to him today, and he was like, he was just kind of like, oh shit. He was like, I didn't like, I'm so used to your voice right now that like, since you're showing me this, it kind of like threw me off.
Yeah. You don't realize like, how subtly it's changing.
Yeah. One is funny because I have some more like, I guess in between videos of like when I did like a month and like 2 weeks.
Or, yeah.
Like 2 months and like 3 weeks. And you can actually like, I sound like I'm going through puberty. Like they sound more like teenage boys. But I didn't include that because I was like, it's going to be too long.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love it. I love also how you didn't know your name for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I haven't chosen my name yet.
Yeah, it was because I was just unsure. You know how I was.
Yeah, no, I didn't remember. Here. Yeah, I was like, every week you had a different name.
Yeah.
That's so sick. Happy month-iversary.
Thank you.
Congrats on the testosterone baby. 9 months.
Yeah.
Probably just had it.
But yeah, I just like was showing my classmates and they were all like super happy for me. And I don't know, I just, they had me like smiling big because they were all hell hyping yeah. me up. And I was like, stop.
Those are crazy.
Because they were all like, all the guys were like, damn, bro. They're like, your voice is seducing. I was like, y'all stop. I was like, y'all gonna make me blush.
That's so funny. It's then, so different.
And then, too, because I got a haircut yesterday.
It does look shorter, I was wondering.
Yeah. I got a... It's called, like, a burst fade. It's basically just...
Okay.
Like, skin around my ear.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of, like, meets to a point. It's kind of like a mohawk in a way.
A faux hawk.
Yeah, a faux hawk.
It looks good, though.
But, yeah, it's, like, really short on top. I usually don't have it this short, but...
It definitely looks shorter than last time I saw. Yeah.
But it's cool. I actually really like it.
Oh, good. As long as you like it.
It's different, you know?
Yeah. It's nice to change things up.
Yeah.
But, I still need to go and get my bangs cut. My fake bangs. I didn't end up going. This week kind of just got away from me.
Yeah.
Whoops. It sucks today, especially. I was driving like in the same town where he has his school too, because I'm dog sitting right now. If you also hear snoring in the background, it's because I'm watching a French bulldog and they're loud as shit. But I was like driving over there and I was like, oh, wish I had my wigs with me. What I would have done, brought the dog with me, but like still.
Yeah.
I don't drive up there often. It felt like a missed opportunity.
True.
What else isn't going on though? Did you end up looking for another job?
I am currently looking right now. I think I am going to switch back to night school
and get
a full-time job just because.
Just during the day.
Yeah, because I feel like it's just easier to find a full-time day job than, like, night.
Yeah, no, it definitely is.
And also, like, I don't think part-time would cut it, you know? Like, we need money, so.
Alaris is going to be sad.
She is, but. She knows, like, we have to. And I told her that, you know, we should just take advantage. Basically, until I graduate and just hustle and, like, try to save as much as we can.
That's what I keep wanting to do, and then I can't do it. I cannot be bothered. So, respect to you.
Well, yeah, so I'm going to try to find a job first and then basically switch at school.
Okay. And then you won't be in school for that much longer, and hopefully you could just start doing hair soon.
Yeah. Well, I'm technically already a senior, so it shouldn't be a bad transition. I should just be able to switch, and then hopefully, like, they'll give me clients and stuff. It'd be the same thing, just at nights. And my mom's there, so. Because she, Alaris really didn't want me to switch, because she knows, like, I really like the morning, because it's a whole total different vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, she was, like, kind of didn't want me to. She just wanted me to find a part-time job. But, like, I've been looking, and there isn't much.
Would you work in the middle of the night?
I mean, if I had to, but I'd prefer not to. And I know
she
doesn't want me to either. Like, she likes to, like, sleep together.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, basically, I was like, I won't be alone, though. I was like, my mom's there.
Yeah, your mom never switched classes. She's just been night this entire time.
Yeah, she's just been night this entire time. And I was like, I do know some of the people at nights because I usually stay at school to say hi to my mom, because if I don't, like, I honestly wouldn't see her until the weekend.
Yeah, you guys have opposite schedules now.
Yeah, like, because she leaves to work before I even get up to get ready for school, and then she goes straight to school. After. Yeah, she goes straight to school after Jeez. Work. And
she's
so
busy.
And then I usually go to bed before she even gets home, so.
That sucks. Yeah, oh my gosh.
We, like, never really see her during the week.
Yeah.
Unless I stay up, which sometimes I do, but most of the time I'm in bed by, like, 9. And yeah, she doesn't get out till 10, home till, like, 11, so.
Damn. Well, hopefully that works out, this new schedule. You only have a few more months left.
Yeah. And because, well, because me and my mom started at the same time. Mm-hmm. And because I did morning, though, I'm, like, 200 hours ahead of her.
Oh, are you going to graduate later now that you're switching back to nights?
Yeah, a little bit. But still That's earlier nice. Than I would have.
Still earlier than your mom.
Yeah.
So, got him.
Still earlier than my mom. Because the whole program is 1,500 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I think I'm at, like, 930 hours.
Oh, okay.
And my mom.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I'm, like, pretty close.
Yeah, you are.
And my mom, I think she told me she was, like, at 700 hours or something like that.
Okay. She's far behind, but not too, too far.
Yeah. But since I already, like, am almost there, I'm pretty, according to my calculations, I believe I should graduate maybe, like, December.
December? Okay. It's not too bad.
So, yeah, I think my calculations Middle might of July be off. Right now.
Future us, were we correct?
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Because right now, I was supposed to graduate on Halloween and also my 1 year on testosterone.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would have been great your 1 year.
But now it's like November 3rd, which is like basically
a little over a month.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
We'll see how it goes. You switch again, find a night shift.
Right? They're going to get sick of me. They're going to be like, you're done. You be switching
too
much.
Just stop switching, bro.
But yeah, I think that's about it that's going on with me. I'm just been going to school, doing like student council stuff.
But you have your plans tomorrow.
My plans?
To come support me during my subathon.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's my plans?
Oh, I'm going to be texting you, like, about it.
It's Disney Day.
No. Are you going to Disneyland soon?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just because at school, we do dress up days for student council.
Oh,
and
cute.
It's basically to help raise money to, like, do events.
Yeah.
So basically, you dress up and you pay $2 to dress up, or else you have to wear all black.
That's funny.
But yeah, tomorrow we, like, decided that it was going to be Disney Day.
You guys should have done Boon Babe Day to support me.
You right.
Everyone dresses up like me.
Like
Michelle. Terrifying. Everyone get their blonde wigs. Actually, you guys do hair. You could all just bleach your hair. It's fine.
No.
Well, yes, you're touching your blonde hair.
I was like, my hair's already bleached.
Yes.
I know people keep asking me if I want to, like, cut off all the blonde, and I was like, nope. I was like, I actually want to bleach it again. And hey? They were like, Brayden, they're like, did you not learn? Like, you're going to kill your hair. And I was like, it's fine. I'll grow
Are
back.
You really a hair stylist if you don't burn off your hair at least once?
Right?
Yeah, my sister, who used to be a cosmetologist, whenever she was in high school, she'd, like, practice doing hair. And I remember she's always had, like, very short, thin hair. I wonder if that's partly why, because she, like, would bleach it and shit all the time. And once she had it in pigtails and she went to, like, tie it, and her pigtail fell out. Like, her hair just fell off.
Oh, my God.
And that's going to be you someday.
I hope not.
Your hair being so brittle, you go to put in a pigtail and your pigtail just falls off, dude. Like, your hair just breaks. That's so crazy.
I don't wish that.
Yeah, she's always had really thin hair. It's very funny. She always says that I have thick hair, and I don't have the thick hair. I feel like I have very, like, average-ish thickness of my hair. And I'm like, it's just thick because you have, like, weirdly thin hair, like a little baby.
True. But damn.
It was fucking funny. I love that.
But yeah, so how are you?
I'm doing good. I mentioned Subathon. Let me get more into it. If you don't know, I don't know what I mentioned last week, and I'm not going to pretend that I remember. So a Subathon is basically whenever you're streaming and you're like, yo, you guys give me gift subs and I will stream for longer. And it's basically just to like keep you streaming for a really long time. I set my cap at 15 hours. Most people do like 24, but I physically don't think I could. I don't have it in me. Like I've fallen asleep before, like two hours into the stream. I fell asleep once fighting a boss and someone had to play a John Cena noise to wake me up. It was very embarrassing. I was like zoning out, talking to myself. My inventory was completely full of potions and I was like, I need to be careful. I'm going to run out of pots. And then all of a sudden I heard, dun, 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 dun. Like whatever the fucking John Cena noise is. And I felt so embarrassed. I was like, what am I even, my inventory is full. And I'm just sitting here mumbling to myself about being out of pots. Like, I think I literally fell asleep. So no way I could do 24. 15, I'm scared. So to make it less scary, I usually start my streams at 8 p.m. and I go to like 4 a.m. when I'm doing 8 hours, which it feels like more often than not I am lately. I'm starting my stream at 2 p.m. tomorrow, and I'm going to be going until 5 a.m. is the latest I'll go, because I've streamed until 7 before, so I know I'll be good till 5.
Damn.
But I was like, no fucking way am I starting at 8 p.m. and then streaming 15 hours potentially, you know? Like, I couldn't do that.
You're so like, no.
Exactly. And it's going to... I said I'll stream for 8 hours no matter what. And then the 7 hours, it's 7 hours after. That's so scary. And then the 7 hours after that, I was like, yeah, every time someone subs, we'll like add a minute, because it just so happens that there's 420 minutes. And I thought that'd be a very funny goal to have 420 subs naturally. So we'll see. I mean, people have pointed out to me already that 420 is a ridiculous goal, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not actually trying to stay at 15 hours. Jesus Christ. just to see how good we could do. I think realistically, I feel like we could maybe get 200 if people are being crazy. But you already said you donate 100 yourself, right? Something like that? $500 from you?
I'm pretty sure. Is that what I said?
No, you said $600 from you. You're right. You're wrong.
You're totally right.
But it should be interesting. I'm nervous about it. I also forgot I was supposed to go to the store today, because one of my early goals is to do a little mocktail hour with Michelle. Because whenever I'm streaming, I always want a fancy little drink. People are like, you should just make a mocktail. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. So I'm going to have Robert go to the store and I'm going to make a little drink on stream.
What's a mocktail?
Cocktails without alcohol, just a fancy little drink. I need to look up fancy little mocktails later. Maybe I'll put it like a colorful one or something. It's, I don't
basically
know,
basically like virgin drinks, like
virgin, yeah, it is virgin drinks colada. But mocktail sounds fun.
You're right, it does.
Ooh, I should make a fucking pina colada like smoothie shit. I'll True. Be like, be right back guys. You just hear a blender in the background going off. Maybe not pina colada. But yeah, bring the blender onto the stream. Just bring it to my desk and be like, rrr.
Be like the mom from Taxi.
I haven't seen Taxi.
What the no. fuck?
What's Taxi?
You have never seen the movie Taxi?
No.
Oh my goodness, bro.
I don't think so.
No, you're lying to me.
I'm looking up Taxi currently. How old Taxi. Is it?
Queen Latifah with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you know,
I saw advertised on Hulu and I felt like I was going crazy because I was like, is that Jimmy Fallon? What the fuck?
Dude, that movie's hilarious. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
Well, I should watch it now. I didn't know if it was good. I felt weirded out that Jimmy Fallon was in it.
Yeah. Alaris hadn't seen it either until I made her watch it. It's like from the 2000s.
Well, yeah, no, you could tell looking at the cover. I was what?
You could tell when you watch it too.
Oh, yeah.
But it's literally, sorry, I thought I heard the door creak and it's crazy.
You looked like you were insane. You're like, it's literally, and your eyes start going to the side.
Because I was like.
Spoiler for everyone else, the door was not opening. He just looked crazy.
Yeah, I just got scared because I heard a creak. But yeah, Laris hadn't seen it either and I made her watch it and she actually was funny. But she thought it was funny.
I should watch it.
But yes, it's a really, like, it's okay. A good movie. It's
don't even explain like it. I want to watch it, and I want to see the blender. Supposedly, there'll be a blender. I want to be surprised and be like, that was the reference!
I was about to say it, but yeah.
Don't. Okay, let me be surprised. I think it's on Hulu, so I can watch it.
I don't know.
That's so funny.
It's a good movie. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen so many movies, to be honest. Like, especially, like, a lot of people are like, oh, it's a classic, like, Godfather and shit. And I'm like, never been into mob movies. War movies, that's not really fair. My jam. That's I want to watch that one with Harry Styles in it, kind of just because Harry Styles is in it. Dunkirk, yeah. I have not seen a lot of movies. Everyone, it's like a very common thing people say. Shit, like, you haven't seen them? I'm like, no. I like TV shows. I caught up on Doctor Who. When are you going to watch it?
I don't know.
You're only 14 seasons behind.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I'll ever catch up.
Oh my God, I don't want to say spoilers. But things are looking real gay around these parts.
Oh.
I don't think anything is going to happen. But I'll say it's more than queer baiting, but I don't think that there's going to be a relationship. And I almost cried because I was like, oh my God. They're going to have a new doctor soon. I think I've told you, have you seen Sex Education?
Yeah.
And you know the best friend, Eric, that's gay?
Yeah, the black guy?
Yeah, he's going to be the doctor.
No way.
That's I don't know sick. If I told you. He's going to be the first black doctor ever.
That's dope.
Very dope. Progress. Like, kind of disappointing it took them that long, but yeah. Still cool. This show's been going on for, it's going to be 60 years soon.
Damn.
They were off air for like 20 years, but still.
That's cool, though.
I'm so excited. Cool. I was so excited for him. And then now, like, it's the second to last episode with Jodie Whittaker, who was the first female doctor. It took them that long for that, too. Mm-hmm. And, I was, like, so excited for him, and now, like, they're having all this shit happen, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't want her to regenerate. Now I want her for another season. Like, God damn it. They always do this. They make you, the last episodes, they make you want the same doctor forever, and she's, like, saying stuff like, I wish this could go on forever, and I'm like, stop, you're saying that because she's going to leave. Why are you doing this to me?
You're hurting me.
You're hurting me. David Tennant, he used to be one of the doctors, and like his last line was, I don't want to go. And I'm like, I hate, why would you guys have him say that? Like, God, why would you do that to me?
They really trying to hurt you out
they
here.
They are. Like, I know it's still the same character, but obviously it's sad. Like, they act a little different. I don't, if you don't watch Doctor Who, it's like a spy-fi. It's sci-fi. Spy-fi. And the doctor is an alien who travels through space and time, and they regenerate, which means their body's dying, and to heal itself, they basically turn into a new person, which is how it's been on the air for 60 years, because they just get new actors to play the doctor. So it's the same person. Jodie Whittaker is going to turn into this person from Sex Education, but it's going to be a little different. I am excited for him, but I'm sad about her. Why can't they both coexist? Anyway, it's gonna be cool because he's like so young too. There hasn't been a young doctor in a while, like a really really young. She's in like her 30s, I think, and I think he's like in his 20s.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be like if I was the doctor.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. I don't even know. Oh, I was just talking about how I was gay and I almost cried and I loved it. I'm so fucking emotionally attached to that show because I watched it in high school and I was so into it, and then I stopped. And then I started watching it again, like, last year. I rewatched it all the way from the beginning, and now I'm obsessed again. I was looking up fan fiction the other day. It's gone to that point. I haven't looked up fan fiction in years.
Damn.
It was all, like, way too explicit. I was like, I'm looking for cutesy stuff, and all the tags were, like, vaginal fingering, anal fingering. And I'm like, what, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Doctor Who is a very like family friendly show, so people erotica. Have to make they have to make their erotica because they're not going to get it from the show. And I'm like, I just want to read stuff that seems like I can imagine it easily in my head happening in the show. I can't really imagine anal fingering on the show.
I don't want to.
Yeah. I'm like, to each their own, but I was looking for my cute, it's called fluff. It's just like cutesy things. And that's, what's it? Smut. Smut sexy. Mm. Anal fingering things.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought. But anyway, having a subathon tomorrow, very excited. Caught up on Doctor Who, very fucking excited about that. I'm trying to get someone from my stream to catch up on it too so I could talk to them about it. They haven't watched it in a couple of years. And we have another fucking sponsorship that we could start now. I haven't started it yet. It's another video game.
Oh, I was gonna say, did you ever get the one for the Star Trek one?
We don't get paid for like 2 more weeks, I think, but yours counted. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
He did it for him and for Alaris, and I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna get $150 from that because we're able to get 10 people. Yeah. And I'm gonna be hitting you up shortly about this other game too.
Cool. As long as it's mobile, I got you.
It is mobile actually, and I was like, oh perfect.
Then I got you.
I was thinking maybe I'd start it. My mom's in town right now, and I was thinking maybe I'd start it soon so then I could do it on my mom's phone for her. She didn't do the Star Trek one because she was like, I don't really play games like this. And I'm like, oh my god. I just That's mail me your point. Phone and I'll do it for you.
For real.
You did it. It's pretty easy.
It is pretty easy. I was just tap. It took me like 10 minutes maybe.
Yep. And then you're level 5 and I'm like, okay, you're done.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll let everyone know. It looks fun. I think it's like the vibe I'm getting is it's like matching stuff, kind of like Candy Crush, but there's like a mystery story to it, which makes me more interested. So we'll see. I'll let you guys all know next week probably.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that's it for me. Just doing that. Still haven't booked a ticket to Amsterdam yet. Still need to do that, but we'll see. Anyway.
Actually, I have one last thing that happened to me today.
What happened?
I talked to my dad.
How'd that go?
It was cool. Because I haven't talked to him in a while, or he's been trying to call me, but like usually it just doesn't never sounds well. Like it sounds like he's like in the wind outside and it's just hard to hear
him. Top of a mountain.
No, like dead ass. And then like he called me not too long ago and it kept cutting off. We couldn't hear each other and it's just been like a bitch basically. Mm-hmm. And today I was like doing my book work and yeah, my phone started vibrating and I know it was him because like I just recognized the number.
Yeah.
But yeah, like answered because I knew it was him and yeah, we actually like held the conversation and
wasn't awkward.
It wasn't awkward, which is like cool because the past few calls have been like a little awkward because like I never know what to say and like. He doesn't either, I've noticed, because he'll just start laughing when he doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, I did the same.
And it makes me laugh. But yeah, it was like really cool and it wasn't awkward and I don't know. It just like made me happy because he was just asking me questions about like my brother, my mom, my sisters and stuff. And like he even like asked me if I like have like a mustache yet and stuff. Ooh! And I was like, nah, I don't.
Yet.
Yeah. But, I don't know. It was cool.
Didn't FaceTime? It was just a phone call?
Yeah, it was just a phone call. But he said he's going to try to video call us this weekend.
Hey, that's exciting.
Yeah. Because I haven't seen him, honestly, since, like, 2010. So, like...
Holy shit. That's, like, half your life.
Yeah, literally. 12 years ago.
How much did you guys talk in that 12 years?
Honestly, not much at all. Like, he would send me letters, and I've maybe sent him, like, a few.
Mm-hmm.
But not very much at all. Like,
I'm glad you guys are getting a stronger relationship now.
Me too. I think it's cool.
It's very cool.
But I know he's talks more to my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know... she updates him usually on like us and stuff like that, but
you guys is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah,
well, that's exciting.
Yeah,
look at you, how cool.
Yeah,
you need to grow a full beard by this weekend when you guys FaceTime.
I'm dead.
I dare you to buy a fake beard, see if he falls for it.
Nah, I already told them. I was like, nah, we don't have facial hair. Because he asked if my brother did too. And I was like, he does have like facial hair, but not like, it's not full.
Just your guys' genes, maybe.
Yeah. And he was, my dad was saying that he actually had like a mustache. Like a pretty good mustache by the time he was our age. I was like, whatever, dad.
He did not pass that on.
But yeah, I think that's all. So
okay.
Let's get started.
Get started. So this week I'm going to be talking about the murder of Winifred Teo. Winifred Teo Son Lai was born on March 29th, 1967 in Singapore. Weirdly enough, did not say anywhere where in Singapore, just said Singapore. She was the second of three children to her parents, with one older sister, Martina, and a younger brother, Gerald. All the children born within a few years of each other, so they're pretty close in age. They came from a wealthy family, and their father, Teo Joo Kim, was a company director of a Singapore timber firm. Winifred had waist-long dark hair and tan skin, leading some people to believe she was possibly Hawaiian or Eurasian when she was actually Chinese-Singaporean. She was a devout Catholic and attended church regularly and had many friends. In 1985, Winifred was in her final year as a pre-university student of Catholic Junior College, where she was described as being a very active and likable classmate. She was a member of her school's student council and was considered to be a model student who was expected to do well in her upcoming A-level exams. At the same time, her sister Martina, who was 20, was studying overseas in Australia, and her younger brother Gerald, 16 at the time, was studying also in Singapore but at St. Joseph's Institution. Winifred liked to take part in school adventure camps and was pretty active. And in the days leading up to her murder, she'd been jogging to prepare for an upcoming adventure camp. Unfortunately, due to her busy school schedule and schoolwork, she had to do these jogs in the evening instead of on campus. She would run alone at Butik Batuk Nature Park in nearby Holland Road, a popular area for joggers just a couple miles away from her own home. It actually was pretty common for women to jog alone in this area and was generally considered to be a safe place to exercise without being harassed, even at night. Winifred was often seen by people jogging and cycling around Holland Road, including a 16 and 20-year-old brother who later said they noticed her a few times before, remarking about how she was really pretty and they remembered her long flowing hair. They said she normally wore pink jogging shoes and shorts, but they never actually spoke to her because she had a stern look as she jogged. Other women who jogged alone also remembered seeing her frequently, again mentioning her signature pink shoes and headband. On the evening of May 22, 1985, Winifred left her home to go jog at Butik Batuk Nature Park, leaving her house around 6 p.m. This was the last time Winifred's mom saw her daughter alive. When Winifred didn't arrive home, her mom began to get worried. After several hours of waiting, she finally called police around 4 a.m. on the morning of the 23rd to report her daughter as missing. Police assigned to the case started a search for Winifred in the nearby area she was known to jog at, and 6 hours into the search, they found the nude body of Winifred Teo. She had been just 18 at the time of her death. Winifred's body was found covered with mud, and she had bruises on her face, arm, and other body parts. She'd been found in the undergrowth of Old Holland Road, about 13 feet from the actual road and literally just under a mile away from her house. This stretch of the road was more secluded as less cars like drove on it, and it was preferred by joggers who wanted to enjoy the peace of nature as they ran. Winifred's hands had been tied using her shirt and bra, and she had been stabbed 6 times in the neck. Her pink shoes, black shorts, and watch were found scattered nearby the place where her body was discovered. An autopsy confirmed that Winifred had been raped before her murder, and possibly she had been victim to 2 to 3 attackers, though this fact isn't known for sure. The examination also showed signs of struggle and resistance. She'd clearly put up a fight with the person or persons who assaulted and eventually killed her. Ultimately, the stab wounds to her neck were found to be her cause of death. It was believed that the weapon used had been a sharp-edged instrument, which to this day has still not ever been found. Police believe that she was murdered between 6 and 7 p.m. the night she went missing, and she was likely grabbed and attacked while jogging alone along Holland Road. Winifred's family and friends were shocked and grief-stricken at the news of the young woman's brutal death. Her father had actually been on a business trip in Germany the day she was killed, and he immediately flew back home the same day. Classmates and teachers of the teen were given an early dismissal the day her body was found, and they underwent a school-organized mourning period. The day of Winifred's funeral, over 500 people showed up to mourn her, including family, friends, and people she went to school with. Her murder actually became like pretty big news across the nation, and it led to some schools warning their female students against traveling alone outdoors. One college told their nearly 1,700 students that girls should move in groups of two or three at least, not drive alone, and avoid any lonely roads or shortcuts when headed to school. Which kind of fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. That someone gets raped and murdered and they're like, all right, girls, keep yourself safe. That's all you can do.
Yeah, basically, don't be alone.
Don't be alone. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Just, okay, can't even make my own choices now? Because people okay, cool, fucking thanks. Suck. Over 200 police officers worked Winifred's case, interviewing possible witnesses and suspects and searching the area for more evidence. I wasn't able to find this on many websites. I just found it in a video I watched, like a really short video, that supposedly a pair of glasses were found at the scene, and they weren't sure if it was related to the crime scene or, like I said, like this was a very popular place for people to go running. So they weren't sure if someone just dropped it, and police had done like a stakeout to like possibly ambush a killer who came back for their glasses, but that never led to anything. Mm. Joggers and others who frequented the area where Winifred liked to run were interviewed, but no suspects were found among them. There was a moment of hope when a man was arrested for regularly flashing women running alone in the area, but no connection was found between him and Winifred's murder, and he was released. I don't know why they released him. I mean, he still was fucking flashing people, but okay. Her murder case was soon transferred to the Special Investigation Section of the Singapore Police Force, and following a very little lead, a reward of 50,000 Singapore dollars, which is a little over 35,000 US dollars, was offered for information leading to the arrest of her killer or killers. Despite this reward, no one came forward with relevant new information, and the case soon went cold. In 1987 and 1991, two similar updates were released by police, revealing that at the time, they still had no leads in the case. In the 1991 statement, they also said that they couldn't even find a motive behind the murder. It was speculated that perhaps the rape and murder had been related to a business rivalry between Winifred's father and another business person, and that this other person had killed her to hurt her dad. Winifred's family denied this theory, and her father, like, said the papers could write what they wanted, but they should check their facts carefully first. Another time, while speaking to the media, her dad also expressed no desire for vengeance for his daughter's killing, and he said, Winifred's already gone. There's no point talking about it. We'll leave everything to the police. I don't know what kind of questions they were asking, because, you know, like, sometimes they ask people, they're like, if they find the person, do you want them to, like, get executed and shit like that? I'm assuming that they were just asking shit like that.
That's true.
They really do. They really do ask, like, the most fucking insensitive questions. They're like, what do you want to do to this murderer? And I'm like, why are you having... What?
I want to murder this murderer.
I know, literally. In February of 2007, a 27-year-old financial executive, Linda Chua, was found assaulted and raped at Bukit Batok Nature Park, where she had been jogging. She died 8 days later as a result of her attack. Initially, police were comparing her case with Winifred's. Obviously, the crimes were very similar in nature, and they were considering, like, maybe this had been committed by a serial killer. But an autopsy in Linda showed that there were differences in her attack, and this theory was eventually dismissed. In 2021, last year, Winifred's case received renewed attention, as well as a few other cases of women and girls in Singapore who were raped and murdered, after an arrest was made in a different, similar case. Despite this renewed spotlight on her murder, as of today, the killer or killers of Winifred Teo have never been found. And I know it's a very short story. I was telling Brayden before I started that I was between this and I was going to talk about Mr. Cruel, who is like a serial rapist in Australia who might have killed a little girl there. I'm going to talk about her story eventually too, but I'd never heard Winifred's story before and I had heard of Mr. Cruel, so... I felt bad, like, whenever I was considering the Mr. Cruel, and I was like, but what about Winifred? Like, I'd never heard her story before.
Yeah, I've never heard of her story either.
They literally never had any suspects, then and now. Just the one flasher, and that was it.
Sus.
It's so weird. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm assuming that their interviewing was just shit. I was reading some people's theories online, and they were saying that it could have just been like a foreigner who was on vacation and had already gone back to like their home country. And others saying that there was like construction going on nearby, and it might have been a construction worker, but there was like no evidence of that either.
Well, there's no evidence in general.
Yeah, there's no evidence in general, basically. And it's kind of, a lot of people were also like shocked, like, it was a very secluded area, don't get me wrong, but people would jog along there. So they were like, how did they not hear anything? No one heard anything. But yes, sorry. Sorry, it's a short one.
Is that my cue?
That is your cue. That was my story.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to talk about Jonathan Luna. Okay. He was an American lawyer found dead under mysterious circumstances.
Okay.
Investigations have proven inconclusive, and there is a debate on whether his death was murder or suicide.
Oh, shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's very, I'm assuming, sus. You think murder based on the fact that you're talking about it.
Yes, I I believe murder.
Yes.
Jonathan Paul Luna was born on October 21st, 1965. He grew up in the Patterson Housing Project near the Yankee Stadium in the South Bronx, New York City. His father was Filipino and his mother was African American from the American South. Jonathan was a very smart cookie. He actually received his undergraduate degree from Fordham University. Mm. And then he later studied at the University of North Carolina School of Law. Where he was
fancy as shit.
Fancy, smanchy, smarty pants. And he was actually roommates with someone named Reggie Shuford, who actually turned out to be a pretty big lawyer. And he was actually named executive director of the Pennsylvania ACLU.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in 2011.
Oh, how weird.
I'm like, damn, I wonder like what he would have been if he was still alive, you know?
Oh, right. He had the connections. He could have been up there, too.
Yeah, he worked at Arnold and Porter in Washington, D.C. from 1993 to 1994. And the Federal Trade Commission from 1994 to 1997. That's when I was born.
Hey, did you know him?
No. Jonathan served as a prosecutor in the Brooklyn Borough of New York City before moving to Baltimore to become an assistant United States attorney.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, he was making money moves, you know?
Yeah. Literally making money moves.
Yeah. Jonathan ended up marrying a woman named Angela Hopkins, who was an obstetrician.
Okay.
That's the baby doctors, right?
That's pediatrician.
Yeah, oh.
We look at obstetrician.
Well, I think it's like technically a baby doctor, but like for pregnant women, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, they deal with pregnancies.
Embryos.
And stuff.
Is that fetuses, yeah. Whatever the correct term is.
Whatever's in that womb.
Yeah. Baby, for babies in the womb. There we go.
Yes. There we go.
But yeah, they got married on August 29th, 1993, and they had two young sons.
A lawyer and a doctor?
Yeah, bro. Money moves.
Wish I was their kid. Just kidding.
They lived in Elk Ridge, Maryland, which is about 10 miles from his office in the Federal District Court building in Baltimore, Maryland. On Wednesday, December 3rd, 2003, Jonathan was working on a plea bargain agreement for two defendants in a drug trial he was prosecuting. It's also the last day he was seen alive. Just kind of like a rundown of what had happened leading up to the discovery of his body.
Okay.
So, basically, on one article I read that he left the office at like around 6 and went home to his wife and then basically got called back into the office.
Okay.
And it was pretty late.
I don't know if that's... That probably is like a fucking normal lawyer thing, though.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
But, yeah, he ended up going back to the office to, I guess, finish up things for the, like, trial or whatever case that he was working on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left pretty late, too. So, at 11:38 p.m. on the night he died, Jonathan left the Baltimore courthouse and went northeast on the I-95. He used his Easy Pass on the I-95 into Delaware, but not on the New Jersey and Pennsylvania turnpikes.
Easy Pass is like a carpoolish thing?
Yeah, it's like the fast lane here, I believe.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm thinking of Disneyland. Called? I'm like, the Fast Pass?
Yeah, the Fast Track, I think that's what it's
called. Yeah, Fast Track's what it's called in California.
Yeah.
Okay, so he only used it on one of them?
Yeah. Okay. And then, I guess, because I know for here, I know it's like, I don't know how it was back then either, but I know for like here, there's basically a little, I don't even know what it's called.
They have little things that could be in your car to scan. I'm covering my mic because Chunk's drinking water very loudly in the background.
I was like, what are you doing?
He's just like, like, bro.
I can't hear anything. Okay, but yeah, basically it's a little thing in your window and you like switch it, do a little switch or something.
It's an electronic thing, but I don't know if they would have had that then. I don't know how new that is.
I don't know, but basically, it says that like he had something like that, and then he was using it, and then all of a sudden he switched to like stopping, because I guess back then you could stop and like pay at like a window, like an actual toll.
Yeah, the option.
Yeah.
You know, I got a ticket because I thought that there was only physical windows because I didn't have carpool lanes up in NorCal. And I got fined. I didn't know how to pay it. So I was like, didn't worry about it. And they were like, you owe us $200.
Sheesh.
And I was able to get it reduced. But I was like, I've never used a carpool lane in my life or like a fast track in my life. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know. I thought there was going to be a toll booth.
True. There used to be.
There like, used to be.
There used to be. I guess that's what it was saying.
Back in the good old days.
It said that he basically used 3 tolls and that. After those 3, he switched to, like, stopping and buying the toll tickets.
So weird.
Which is, like, super weird. Like, why?
Why and stop now?
We actually recently, when we went up to Disneyland for, when was it? Grad night?
Your grad night, yeah. Your fake grad night?
Yeah. We went on the fast track. And.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know how to pay it either until we saw a sign that said, like, go to here.com and. You have a week to pay before they, like, add on fees. It was actually not that bad. It was only, like, $8.
Yeah, they have all this shit on billboards. And they're like, don't get distracted while driving. But also read this billboard and remember the website so you can pay it. And I'm like, what? There should be a better way. I don't fucking know what it would be. But there should be.
But yeah. Anyways, he switched to, like, the physical way.
Okay.
And at 12:57 a.m., $200 was withdrawn from his bank account at an ATM at the JFK Plaza Service Center near Newark, Delaware.
Newark, yeah.
Newark, Delaware. And at 2:47 a.m., he crossed the Delaware River Toll Bridge to the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And at 3:20 a.m., his debit card was used to buy a gas at the Sunco King of Prussia, Prussia Service Plaza.
Okay.
And I guess
the pronunciation was spotless, but he used his card.
Anyways, the employees at the gas station recall him buying gasoline for actually 2 tanks of gas, or like enough for 2 tanks, basically.
Weird.
He also bought a snack and a soda.
Okay.
But they told authorities that he did not appear to be under any duress. He was just very calm. He must have been with people, but but I don't think he knew they were going to kill him. That's what one employee said.
Yeah.
At 4:04 a.m., his car exited the turnpike at the Reading-Lancaster interchange. The toll ticket had a toll ticket from that area that he had passed through. They found it in his car, and it actually had, like, some blood on it.
Oh.
Which they suggested meant he was already hurt, like, when they passed through there.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he or someone parked his car by the Sensig and Weaver Well Drilling Company in Denver, Pennsylvania. And I guess one of the employees at Sensig and Weaver arrived around 5 o'clock in the morning. And they didn't realize the car was there until like half an hour later.
Yeah.
They noticed that the car was there. It had its lights off, but the engine was actually still on.
Was it for sure there during that half hour that they didn't notice?
You're right. I think it was.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Probably. The way you said it, too, sounds like they probably did say it. It's just weird that it took them half an hour to notice it.
Well, I mean, I feel like if you're their only employee and it's dark, you're not really, like, you know.
True. I probably wouldn't even think about it. 5 a.m, you're like, fuck, let's get this shift over with.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'd probably go straight inside and, like, get ready for the day, you know?
Big true.
But, yeah, I guess money was strewn around inside the car along with cell phone equipment, whatever that means. I'm not exactly like sure on what they meant by that.
Maybe like chargers, like car chargers and headphones and shit. That's weird.
But yeah, and I guess there was blood smeared on the driver's side door and like the back part of the car.
Ugh.
Like the left, I guess, bumper.
Okay.
And there was also a large pool of blood on the floor of the back seat.
Fuck.
And I'm not entirely sure how the fuck this all, like, in what order, like, how it all happened. Because in one article it said how they, like, found the car with its lights off and the engine on. And then basically they found Jonathan's body in the stream that was nearby. But they said that basically the car was like on top of him as well. Like he was found like basically under the engine. Because the car supposedly was like partly in the stream too.
Which it was like stopped very abruptly, like low-key a crash. It must have been a very small stream, I guess. Because what?
That's what I don't really get either.
I'm also like confused as to how this could be a suicide. He was found underneath his car with blood in the passenger side of the door and the back seat.
No, the driver's side.
The driver's side and the back seat.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then he was under the car.
Well, sort like, of. They said time, he was like sort of under the car.
Time to half crawl under the car to die.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's but, really weird.
But yeah, he was found face down in the stream. He was wearing a suit and a black overcoat with his court ID around his neck. He was stabbed 32 times around his chest and neck area and also had a head injury, but his death was ruled due to drowning.
That's sad.
Yeah, this is like all over the place. It makes no goddamn sense, but I believe it's murder.
No, I'm so confused as how it's going to be suicide.
I'll get to that.
Because, I mean, it's possible to stab yourself to death, but this all sounds like a lot happened.
36 times to stab yourself?
Yeah. I feel like you're starting weak from, like, blood loss. How can you keep stabbing yourself that many times? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never stabbed myself 36 times, so I can't talk for sure, but this definitely sounds like a fucking murder.
You're right. But, yeah, I guess about 2 months after Jonathan's death, investigators found a pocket knife in the field near where his body was found. Authorities believe it was Jonathan's and that it was the murder weapon, basically.
So he murdered himself through the pocket knife. Lay down in the stream.
Apparently. Officials have not said whether they found fingerprints or blood on the knife, nor why it was discovered during an extensive search of the scene on the day Jonathan's body was found.
The fuck?
Which is like very like, what the fuck, bro? Like, how? Yeah.
Like, if they missed it, how do they find it the next time? What?
Yeah.
So weird.
No suspects or motive for murder were determined. The federal authorities leaned towards calling it a suicide and came to the conclusion he was alone from the time he left his office until his body was found. But the local Lancaster County authorities, including two successive coroners, ruled it a homicide. Additional evidence collected during the investigation captured a second blood type and a partial print. They also discovered some grainy footage from the gas station where he had made his purchase.
Mm-hmm.
The investigation remains ongoing, and there is an unclaimed federal reward for $100,000 for information leading to a conviction. Jonathan's family members and friends said they believed his death was connected to his job because during his career he had prosecuted drug dealers, armed robbers, and child molesters.
Oh, so it could have literally been anyone.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But basically, here's the theory on why it was suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So it was initially reported that Jonathan did not have the expected substantial defensive wounds on his hands, and that many of the wounds are shallow, which are called like hesitation wounds in suicide victims. Basically, because they were like, I guess in a way, almost like scratches. I mean, it's
hard to do that yourself.
Very hard.
It just sounds, but like the knife was so far and stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But then it kind of makes sense from like the reasoning. I guess some of the motives for suicide that they thought could have been why was because basically Jonathan was about to take a polygraph test concerning $36,000, which disappeared from like a bank robbery case, which he had like prosecuted.
So he could have been getting in trouble for that, depending on the polygraph.
Yeah.
And everyone knows polygraphs are not accurate. To yeah. You get in trouble even if you didn't do anything.
But apparently he had a bunch of credit cards his wife didn't even know about, and he was actually in debt about $25,000.
Oh, man.
And they also, I guess, found like accounts of his on like the internet for like dating sites or like hookup sites, stuff like that. And in addition to possible financial problems, several legal sources said that Jonathan felt he was on the outs with his supervisors in the U.S. Attorney's Office, where he had worked for 4 years. And then this last one, I honestly couldn't find where it came from, but supposedly there's also an accidental suicide theory that Jonathan was fabricating a kidnapping, an attack, and that it went too far.
What would be the point of that one?
I don't know.
Okay, weird.
But basically, two different coroners believe it's homicide because he drowned to death.
Yeah.
And also, his glasses were left back at his office, as well as his cell phone.
Okay, I mean, the glasses one especially is kind of a big deal.
Yes, especially because he needed them to drive.
Yeah, if he needed them to drive, it's a big deal. They're like reading glasses. That's different. But
no,
that's fucking weird.
It's just weird as fuck. And I guess he had gone back to the office because he had talked to like the defense attorneys on the case he was working on, and he was like supposed to fax them over some documents and stuff, and he never did that.
I have a lot of questions.
Right?
I mean, because you were talking about part of the reason they were wanting his suicide is because the hesitancy wounds. It could just be like the person who attacked him was kind of hesitant too.
Yeah, maybe they just wanted him to talk.
Mm-hmm. Especially if could we relate to like something that happened in court. Or they could have just not been planning on killing him and they're just hurting him and that went too far.
I don't know. It's just, it gets weird, bro.
It gets weirder.
A little bit.
How is there more?
I also read in a different article that they thought, because supposedly the case he was working on was also like tied into human trafficking or drug some kind of trafficking.
Yeah.
And that's
maybe it's obviously very intense shit.
Very. But yeah, in early February 2007, a private investigator and an attorney, both hired by Jonathan's family, filed a petition for a right to know request for the coroner records, but it was denied.
The fuck?
It was denied because apparently they didn't know where the paperwork was or something along those lines.
They lost it?
So what? They say.
Yeah.
But the documents were found in the basement of the Lancaster Government Center. And then I guess the Lancaster County District's attorney then requested to seal the records, which was later granted by a judge.
What is the reason for that? Even if he wasn't murdered, even if this didn't sound shady as fuck, I don't understand what the reason would be for that.
Right? Like, I don't know.
How are you going to do that and be like, we're not shady, but we're doing this. Why?
I don't know, but the private investigator, William Buckingham, has a lot to say about it.
Ooh.
He's actually a former police detective, and he says he believes there is more to the case than what officials are letting on. And this is a quote. I know who sanctioned it, who did it, and who was behind the hit. If I know it, why don't state police know it? William believes...
Tell us?
Right? William believes it's a cover-up, both by FBI and the Pennsylvania State Police. According to police, in the hours leading up to Jonathan's murder, he was working on a plea deal in Baltimore, in a Baltimore drug case at the courthouse. Jonathan left his office just before midnight, but never made it back home to his family. Whoever went into that courthouse and took him out was either known by security or had a badge. We don't know what he would be doing in the area, in that area on his own. The body was dropped off there for a specific reason, and his car was there for, I guess, another car. It had to be a getaway car.
Mm-hmm.
It's just super sus.
The investigator thinks that they drove him out to that area in a different state because they had a car there.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
In February of 2020, the LMP newspaper in Lancaster County requested that a judge unseal the coroner's records pertaining to Jonathan's death that were found to be in possession of the county, instead of federal prosecutors as had previously thought. On January 13th, 2021, Judge David Ashworth ruled that the documents would remain sealed, writing that releasing the records would pose a threat of substantially hindering or jeopardizing the open, active, and ongoing criminal investigation into the death of Jonathan Luna.
But they also think that he might have committed suicide, so what would it really matter?
Well, I'm like, it doesn't fucking make sense.
That like, means that there was probably some other, like, super obvious shit that they found.
Yeah. And they probably do know who did it. They just don't want to admit it, maybe.
I'm so confused.
But, I'm very confused. Basically, his story isn't solved because of this sussery.
Yeah, what the fuck? It sucks because I looked up pictures because I want to see. I'm confused about the creek in the car thing. There's, like, no pictures of it. I saw pictures of the creek, but the creek's, like, off of a drop. And then I saw pictures of just a random car, like, probably a fake picture. Just a stock image of a car idling.
It don't make sense.
It doesn't. I'm like, was it crashed? I don't get it.
I don't think it was crashed, but it just doesn't make sense.
But how is it parked idly, but also in a creek?
I don't know.
Those two things can't make sense together.
I don't parked know if it was...
in a creek?
Yeah, it was parked in a creek.
This is so weird. I don't know. I'm very confused by it. This sounds like it should be in, like, Unsolved Mysteries.
Right?
I don't know what to think. I think he was killed.
I think he was killed, too.
And didn't you say they found blood from a second person, too?
Yeah, like, I don't know how much blood, but they did find some other DNA and a partial print.
It's so weird. I mean, I'm assuming that they probably tested it to see, like, if it was, like, his kids, because, you know, kids fucking hurt themselves all the time.
True.
I feel like they wouldn't even acknowledge the second blood if they were like, oh, yeah, and it was his family's.
I mean, it's just weird as fuck, because, like, all the blood was supposedly in the backseat, too. Which
that, too, yeah.
They say it kind of suggests that, like, someone else was driving.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing nobody at the toll booths remembered him.
Maybe, yeah. No.
This is fucking weird. You found the most crazy stories I've never heard of before in my life.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. But yeah, I'll be posting pictures of Jonathan and of Winifred all up on our Instagram and Twitter. Don't you worry. I'm going to search for a picture of his fucking car in the stream. I can't find it, but I'm still going to look for it tonight because I need answers on that. Like, look on, like, Reddit and be like, yo, does anyone have this shit? Because it makes no sense. Anyway, yeah, is that it?
Yes, that is it for my story.
Okay. Well, if any of you guys want to email us, you can at thespookyshit.pod@gmail.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are spookyshit_pod, and our website is spookyshit-pod.com. Let us know what you think of these two, or if you want to suggest any cases or stories for us to talk about in the future, we are always open to that. But, yep, that's going to be it from us this week, and we'll talk to you all next time. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Boy.